We are talking today with Mike Amuzio, senior editor of KBB.com, talking about some of the coolest cars under $20,000 and $30,000. What classifies, I guess, as a coolest cars? Is that personal choice or what?
Well, it is a subjective term. Luckily, at Kelley Blue Book, we drive pretty much everything. So we've got a really good sense of the automotive landscape, and we're well prepared to talk about what's cool. But yeah, it is a subjective term. So the vehicles we like for our coolest cars list are things that are evocative stylistically. One of the tests I always think about is like when you get out of a car and you're walking up to the store or like a supermarket or something, and you look over your shoulder, you want to get that one last glance as you're walking up, you know, like, oh yeah, let's just take one more look at it. So we have cars on our coolest cars under $20,000 and $30,000 list that make you want to look over your shoulder. So style is a big thing. Fun to drive is also another big element. So we want cars that you just feel good behind the wheel. And then, of course, we also are thinking about cool features. So, you know, maybe what I'll do is I'll just dive in with one of the coolest cars under $20,000, which is the Toyota Corolla hatchback. And it's significant for a few reasons, not the least of which being that it's a Corolla on a cool cars list. I don't know if you know the Corolla, but it hasn't traditionally been known as cool. But the latest Corolla is awesome. It's got this great sleek styling, that hatchback design. To me, it looks like an import tuner car from a few years ago. And they've got this really nice, vivid blue paint called Flame Blue. You can get a contrasting black roof. And, you know, I'm a little bit old school. One of the things I love about it is that Corolla you can get with a manual transmission. When was the last time you drove a car with a manual transmission?
That's one of those questions I'd rather not answer. And right in the future, though, I don't have to drive the car, so I don't have to worry about the clutch and making it stall out at a light. Let's talk. You mentioned that. I don't know if I could say the word hatchback and be cool about it, though. That's the only thing, I guess. But
the thing, though. You got to see the Corolla. It makes hatchback cool, which I absolutely love. You got to see it in that blue flame paint, too. It's just so... It's striking.
So let's talk. What else is on that list? Give us another one besides that.
Yeah. So let's also talk about the Chevrolet Trailblazer. You know, people in America love SUVs, and that's one of the reasons why the average transaction price in America has gone up to $40,000 is because people favor SUVs and they tend to be more expensive. But if you want an SUV and you want to keep your budget in check, the Trailblazer is a great option. Base price starts under $20,000, and you know, it's got this really interesting style, angular. I can't paint a vivid enough word picture to describe it, but much like the Corolla, they offer some really neat paint colors. They've got this copper color that, to me, reminds me of like a concept car from a few years ago. So it's got this concept car styling on the subcompact SUV platform, and you know, in addition to looking cool, it enables your cool lifestyle. So there's plenty of space in the back. Like there's enough cargo space, you know, for you know, all your gear for, I don't know, whatever outdoorsy activities you want. But I think it's a really practical design, and it's also filled with some cool features. So there's a 7-inch touchscreen standard that includes Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So people are addicted to their phones these days, and what's neat is that. Technology brings your phone interface right into the car. So you have that same sort of interaction in your vehicle wherever you drive.
We're talking today with Mike Amuzio, senior editor at KBB, about some coolest cars under $20,000, $30,000. We're still at the under $20,000. What about this Hyundai Veloster? What can you say about that?
The Veloster is so weird. I love how weird it is. So if you approach from the driver's side, there is one door. If you approach from the passenger side, there are two doors. There's like a little mini door to get to the rear seats. So it's asymmetrical in its design, which I think is really, really neat. And it's also a ton of fun to drive. I think it's a really neat option. I think also if people have a little bit more budget flexibility, one vehicle that I'd like to point out in our coolest cars under $30,000 list is the new Ford Bronco Sport. So Ford's brought back the Bronco name. Hard to say, but easy to get excited about. They've got a big Bronco and a little Bronco, which is called the Bronco Sport. And I actually had the pleasure of driving a Bronco Sport through the mountains of California for a few days, and it is a legit off-roader. Four-wheel drive comes standard, and we drove over some crazy stuff. I think it's really neat that, you know, for right about $27,000, you can get a Bronco Sport, and you can go have some real outdoorsy adventure in that thing.
What are people looking for, and what are some of the trends for these, you know, people car shopping that they're looking for? What are they telling KBB that they want in a vehicle that makes it a good resale or something that they want to get up front?
Oh, man. Oh, well, so one of the things I would not buy a new car without are active driver assists. So things like lane keeping assist, where if the vehicle starts to depart its lane, it can detect that and help steer you back into your lane, or automatic emergency braking, where the vehicle can see if the vehicle ahead has slowed down or stopped and can warn you as the driver, hey, you need to slow down, and it can even apply the brakes. And what I think is so neat is that on our list, I mentioned the Corolla and the Trailblazer. Both of those vehicles include those technologies as standard equipment under $20,000. To my mind, I would not buy a car now without that technology, because in a few years, everyone will expect it. And it'll be hard to offload a car without that tech.
Are there any cool trucks on these lists anywhere?
Yeah, trucks are tricky because they tend to be much more expensive than cars and SUVs. So the one truck that we do have is the Toyota Tacoma. It's a midsize pickup. And, you know, people love the Tacoma because that thing just runs and runs and runs. And Toyota resale values are excellent. So, yeah, you can get a pickup truck under $30,000, and the Tacoma would be the play.
But most of these are sort of what look like sleek cars, low to the ground, the ones that kind of zip through traffic. Tell me a little bit more about some of that fun of having to test drive some of these.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know what's funny is you go to the under $30,000 list, and you've got three examples of American muscle, and they're all great in their own ways. You've got the Chevy Camaro, the Ford Mustang, and the Dodge Challenger. And what's so funny is that Dodge Challenger, you can get it under $30,000. It's one of the few cars that my wife and I agree on. She loves its classic styling, and for me, it's neat because it's kind of got this old school kind of classic muscle car quality to it. I find the Dodge Challenger to be really fun to drive. It's just kind of silly, and I love that kind of silly fun. And then the other one that I'll mention, if you really like squeezing through traffic, you can get yourself a Mini Cooper S, which is the zippier one. I don't know if there's a better way to squeeze through traffic than driving a tiny Mini Cooper.
Well, you're driving with stripes, so you know you can't do anything but race through traffic with something like that. If people want to find out more about some of these cars, see what they look like, because there's nothing like, besides driving, looking at a car is the next best thing. Looking over your shoulder as you started at the beginning is also a good thing. Where can they get some good advice or information on these vehicles we've spoken about today?
Yeah, if you haven't bought a car in the last few years, things have changed, and it really behooves you to avail yourself of knowledge from experts. So KBB.com is where I work. That's Kelly Blue Books, KBB.com. If you're buying, selling, or researching cars, KBB.com is an excellent resource.
You know, these days with all this curbside service, you and your car are going everywhere together, and people are looking at you and knowing what you're in, so your ride has to be improved. A good place, KBB.com. Michael, we appreciate your time and fun this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.